evening.
Hey, Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and turn it over to you for our opening selection. Thank you. And while I got everyone, okay, please tune and mute your phones.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of the nations. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, come, oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. My soul loves Jesus. My soul love Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. I will bless your name. There is a name I love to hear. I love sing his praise, sound like music in my ear. The sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love thee. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Because he first love me. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Tina, for that beautiful explanation. We'll go.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, our prayer tonight is going to be done by Amy Everton.
Good evening, everyone. Let us pray. First, precious Heavenly Father, we come to know, Lord, so thank you. Father, we just thank you for another service, Lord, you allowed us to come together to study your word. Father, we ask that you bless each and every one that's on the line, Lord. Father, we ask that you bless this people, Lord. Father, let us not only be hearers of your word, but let us also be doers. Father, we just give you all the honor and glory. So you are worthy. And Father, we ask these and all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Danny. I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night's Bible study. Where we're going to continue our lesson with Chaplain Columbia. And tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Mary Richard.
Well, Robert, before we get started, I'm hearing a lot of repeat and static. Can we clear that up?
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's really hard trying to. Yeah, that's better. We praise God for Thursday night and for all that's on the line, and we rejoice in knowing that. And he is all the things that Tina sang about tonight. And all we have to do is trust him. Well, last week I had shared with you how we came to the place of needing a Savior. And how God, being an all-wise God, had a plan to pay our sin debt. So that we could be reconciled back to him. And he did this by giving his only son to give, and the son gave his life, the perfect sacrifice. And that's how we come to celebrate Christmas, because when the baby Jesus was born, that's what we celebrate now. And His birth and his death is what allowed us to be able to call, to say, Abba Father, call God Abba Father. And
Amen. Be connected
when we operate in faith and repent of our sins, we are forgiven and reconnected to God, which is what happened in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. They lost connection, and then there was a debt that had to be paid, but it had to be a sacrifice to pay it. And I know we heard this story of the birth of Jesus and all every year, but it's something about, you know, we going over it, that we should get something new every time. And reading scripture gives us information. But it's when we take the scripture, pray it back to God, that he gives us revelation. He reveals himself, and as we celebrate this time of the year, we're supposed to be joyful. We're supposed to be happy, and you know, supposed to be a different time from the rest of the year. But so many kind of sick for whatever reason, and almost deep depression at this time of the year, and even I believe there's records of some that even commit suicide because they once you fall into depression, then you become hopeless. But the scripture in Romans 12, it tells us to be joyful, in hope, to be patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And I believe that's a formula for success. If you really, really, really pay attention to it. Because God gave his son, the baby Jesus came, and he gave his life, we now have hope. And so there is really no reason to be sad, no matter what season it is. Really have no reason to be sad. But because through Christ, we have hope, and hope that's not deferred. And the scripture tells us also that it is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And when we operate in joy, when we operate as the word instructs us to, then there's nothing that we shouldn't be able to speak to and see change come. So as believers, we need to understand that this is how we stay connected, is by following the scripture, which is God's plan for us. Be joyful with joyful, patient, and faithful. Now, James 5, 1, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, he tells us that I'm going to read that. Also, I'm going to go back and read Romans 12. But right now, I want to get to read James chapter 1, if you want to follow along with me, or just write it down and read it later. James 1. I've got to find it. Because again, it says it's important if you read the scripture. But because reading the scripture gives us information, and then when we pray it back to God, he gives us revelation. He reveals himself to us and what his will is and his plan for us. James says, chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. To me, you have to look at everything that is being said in Romans 12, it says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And James is saying that we're supposed to understand that patience brings help us to, well, let me go back and read it again. Patience, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have the perfect work, that you may be perfect or whole, in some versions say, at wanting entire, wanting none. So if we need to know, stay connected to the Father. This is what the word say. And again, scripture tells us that it is through faith that we have it says is being sure what we look for and certain of what we do not see. So hope should not, hope, we should be joyful in hope.
Mm-hmm.
Patient in affliction. So no matter what you're going through, James is telling you what it'll bring us to that place of perfection. And in Christ Jesus, that's what we need to know. And no matter what is happening during this time of the year or any time of the year, we need to be able to know how to stay out of the enemy's territory. And we become depressed and downtrodden and distracted and all that. It's an open door for the enemy to come in to pull us farther away from the Father. Well, Jesus just paid the price when he died on the cross, so we can be connected to the Father. So we don't pull away from the Father, because in John 15, is that we'll stay connected to the vine. So that's the only way we can be fruitful. And if we're not fruitful, that the vine, if the branches don't bear fruit, it would be cut off. And so, so we have to look at this, because it's like a puzzle. It all comes together. There's many pieces, but when you can, I love to use the term connect the dots. When we can connect the dots, then know that the scripture in Romans 12:12 and the scripture in Hebrews 11:1, scripture in Romans 10:17. When we connect all these dots together, there is no reason we cannot be overcome. We are not to be defeated, but we are supposed to be overcomers. And it takes the word in us that we live by to keep us focused on what we're supposed to be doing, and not to fall into the traps, or even to be able to see the how the enemy sets the trap, and we be able to go around them, step over them, or even step on it, whatever, to get to where we're trying to get to. Because he promised us that if we continue to be perfect hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer, that he will take us to where we're supposed to be, because he promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And if he gave his only son to pay the price for our sin, then he will be able to keep us from falling if we pay attention to the function that he give us in the word that he leads us to. Or somebody share with us a word. Sometimes I think one of our assignment as a believer is that we're supposed to help that others that may be going in the wrong direction to connect the dots so that they stay out of that place of depression. Because once they get in it, then someone has to help them pray their way out. Because you don't pray your way out by yourself. And we can do one or two things. We can help them to stay out of that place, or we can pull on them and help them come out of it once they fall into it. Because it is a trap that the enemy set. And if you know, and we find ourselves struggling like a fly caught in a spider web. There is no way out on his own. And just like if you can see that, then you can understand how we can stay clear of the trap that the enemy set. Because in John 10:10, we know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But now, why do we want Jesus' death to be wasted? You know, why do we want it to be ineffective? He already went to the cross, already paid the price. Now, all we have to do is study the word, follow the instructions, and walk in victory. And when we do that, we won't have to worry about the enemy trapping us. Because we will be clear of his, we will be aware also of his devices. and operate in the gift of discernment and go to the word in any situation. And you notice it says, be patient in affliction. Many times when things come that that disturb us or that, you know, that upset us, then the first thing we want to try to figure out is why God allowed this to happen. Well, there's times when that we just be still to continue to pray. He will show us what we need to see so that we'll know what we need to do. And what we have to do is be obedient to the word, and God will continue to let us know what his plan is. And his plan is always better, helping us to get to a better place. His plan in the beginning, but think about it. I mean, if we go back and connect the dots from the beginning up until the next, God loved us so much that he only had one son, but when man fell from grace, then there was a debt that had to be paid, and because every person born after that was born into sin, none of his creation could take care of the pay to death. So then the only thing was that his only son, Jesus, come to earth as a baby because it couldn't be good form in as deity. He had to come as a man, a regular man, but he had to come in a way that he was not contaminated by sin, and so he could be the perfect sacrifice and pay the price. He did that, and when that happened, now he has got it also set up so there's things that he said we're to do, and when we do that, we are reconnected, and all the things that the enemy took away from us as God's creation in the garden have been restored. So now, when we know, when we look at the word and put it piece by piece, that scripture that I believe say line upon line, that really has a deep meaning to it. Line upon line, because it's not just one line. It is from generation to revelation line. From Genesis to Revelation is line upon line, precept to precept. And as we do that, we can see how it's all connected, and it will make it easy for us to live as he describes to righteous life, and mean not willfully sinning daily, but knowing that whenever there is something that we are not sure of, we already have an advocate. Jesus already paid the price, and we can just go to the Father, and it can be straightened out, and we are able to rejoice in hope, because there is hope in Christ for everyone that will believe. And we can also be a patient in affliction when things is going wrong, when things is upset, and you know, things upset us, whether it's physical, material things, whether it's spiritual things that we, you know, we dealing with and there is many things that can get our attention that pull us off focus if we let it. But if we stay word in the will of the Father, then he will continue to reveal himself to us. And one of the things I want to press more than anything else is being faithful in prayer. We cannot pray too much, because Thessalonians said, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it said, pray without ceasing. It means don't stop praying, because and then the Lord also, we need to know how to come into his presence, and it's not just all talking to God. Prayer is is many facets. And part of it is giving him the word back. They said it wouldn't return him void. It is God's word that we need to pray, because that's the only thing that is solid. Our words don't mean nothing. So we don't know how do we supposed to pray. That's why we have the Holy Spirit pray for us in a time when we don't know what to say. We also have the Son now back with the Father. He's the chief intercessor. He is still working for us. And all we have to do is follow God's plan, receive the strength that we need, and be able to also help somebody else. If we, it said the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. When if we see somebody that seems to be sad, downtrodden, and going into depression, even if it's not in the Christmas time, a lot of time it's about people not having enough money to buy as many gifts as they want to, and that goes at this. And sometimes it's about the some maybe family. They don't have family around close by, and that makes them sad. Somebody may have lost a loved one, and that was with them last year. That they're not going to be with them this year, and that can make them sad. We are going to be sad, but what we do with is what makes the difference. If we learn to turn it into joy. You know, accept what is and turn it into joy and not let it overcome us, but use the word and overcome it, then we will be able to follow the plan that God has set before us. And this will be a happy time, a cheerful time, a time of giving. And I can tell you the greatest gift you can give anyone is your love and your prayer.
Amen.
No matter how much money you got, how big a gift you buy, if you don't give it in love and you don't pray for the individual that they stay out of the traps of the enemy, then your gift may not benefit as much as you think it will. So let's know that we're not only to keep ourselves walking in these things ourselves, but listen, like I say, help somebody else connect the dots and be joyful, be patient, and be faithful in prayer. Yeah. And enjoy the season. Enjoy the Christmas. Jesus already paid the price. Let's don't let it be in vain. Let it have great meaning and help let us help other people to enjoy too and not be sad, because there's really no reason to be.
Right.
Already been paid, and God has given us the faith we need to believe, and we need to walk it out. God bless you, and I hope you get something out of what was said, and the scriptures, Romans 12:12, Hebrews 11:1, Romans 10:17, and of course James and Thessalonians. God bless, and back to you, Robert.
God bless.
Thank you, sis, for those words. Our 30 seconds tonight is going to be coming from Chris.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to talk about trust. You know, there was a man back in the Bible days by the name of Job. He trusted God so much, he had favor in God. No matter what happened, he believed that God didn't let nothing bother him. He rode out the storm. And we have to have trust in God. It's so much static, I can't hardly talk.
Yeah, there's a lot of static.
Okay.
So getting back to my 30 seconds. We know it back in the Bible, there was a man named Job. And Job trusted God so much. And it's the same way today when we trust God and seeing that old Satan come and try to take everything away from us. He said he come to steal and destroy, and that's what he tried to do to Job. He destroyed everything he had, but he wanted him to curse God so he could die and he would be killed. So what we have to do is don't fall for none of that stuff that your old Satan has. We must ride out of our storm. We might be in for a foreign night, but joy come in the morning.
Amen. Yes, okay, thank you, Chris. Okay, let's go ahead to the old brother line for one quick update.
I would like to thank family and Bible study friends for prayer for Miss Barbara Dunn. His surgery came out fine and she's doing great.
Thank you. Thanks,
God. Yeah. Amen.
Okay, I know who it is.
Come on, come over here. Okay. No more input to the date. We're going to go in the
road. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
If there's no mistake, on last week we had 30 people on the same copy one, and we're going to roll call. Virginia, here. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
You're sitting with us.
Here.
Jan.
Here.
Danny.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Oli.
Here.
Lord.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Irwin.
She won't be here tonight.
Ray. Here.
Okay.
Let's
here.
Mari. Yep, Bradford.
Here.
Bob. Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Mm.
Ken and Carolyn.
Here.
Chris and Don.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte. Angela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Samari.
Here. Here.
Tim. Tina Strong.
Here.
John.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael. Tanya White.
Here.
Miss Wendy.
Yep. Here.
Fran. Regina. Lisa.
Here.
Evelyn C. Did I miss anyone?
Nope. I don't know. I know I'm here.
All right. Back to you, Uncle Robert.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, before we move on to the moving prayer, the closing prayer, next week, opening prayer, going back to the top of this again, Dennis Yelverton, and the 32nd will be Sandra Mangum. And I just figured that Pastor Burwell is not here tonight. We got an opportunity for someone to do a closing prayer. Do you have any takers?
I'll do it, Ms. Josephine. I'll do it.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Josephine.
Well, precious Father, Lord, we thank you for another Thursday night Bible study. Thank you, Father, for the word that went forth. And Father God, we thank you right now for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. And Father God, we ask you to bless Miss Barbara Dunn, Father God, continue to heal her body, complete the Father God. Bless her, God, as you can only do. And God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. And Father God, all those that had a request that didn't ask for anything, Father God, we ask that you touch them in a special way. Bless them, God, as only you can, Father God. You know everything, God. You know all our needs. You know our motives. You know everything, Father God. Nothing is by you, God. So, God, I ask you right now to touch each and everyone that's on this line, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that need healing, ask that you heal them in the name of Jesus. Those that need encouragement, God, ask that you touch them and give them a mind, praise God. Hallelujah, to stand and hold on and hold out to the end. And Father God, we'll be so careful to give your name to praise, God, because we know without you, God, we can do nothing. But Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we are your children, God. And Father God, you said to ask anything in my name, and it shall be given unto you. So, Father God, remember those that are not on the line, Father God, that normally be on the line. We ask that you touch them and especially and bless them. So, Father God, let them be able to hide the good in our heart, that we may not sin against thee. And, Father God, we say thank you right now, God, for all that on this line, Father God, to hear the word, God. And, oh, God, help us, God, to apply the word in the name of Jesus. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. And, Lord, we thank you. Her Reverend Maddie, for her commitment and diligence to this work, Father God. Yes. I love you. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to order her steps and God, we say thank you right now, God. We ask that you touch each and every one, God, and be in the mind to God to stand and hold on and hold out to the end and to take your word and to work it according to our faith, God. And we say thank you right now, God. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Have your way, God. Oh, God, thank you right now. We end this prayer, Father God, on tonight, Father God, help them as well. And Father God, we ask that you give them all our families, God. Those that are not saved, God, we ask that you give them a mind to be saved. And Father God, we say thank you, Jesus. We send them mercy, salvation, sanctification, and the Holy Ghost. Right now. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus, we pray, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glory
to God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We'll be back next week.
Okay,
we're
going to
say good night,
everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That was horrible.